Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETBs for their education and training service, supporting essential communication and customer service skills for a more sustainable business.
Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. You're welcome to Business Matters. Later in the podcast, I'll be talking to CETA's location lead and Letterkenny, Vincent Kennedy, about his company's plans to create 55 new jobs at a space at Caernarfon. But first,
joining me on this week's Backing Business segment is Anne-Marie Conlon, Head of Economic Development with Donegal County Council.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks very much for having me on.
Anne-Marie, we're going to talk about the supports for businesses available from the Council, and in particular, the Rates Waiver Scheme and the Small Business Assistance Scheme for COVID grant.
Yeah, that's right, Kieran. Yeah, look, I suppose it's been a year like no other for very many businesses across the county. And I suppose whilst we're all trying to be optimistic and looking at the light at the end of the tunnel at this point, you know, there are still lots of challenges out there for businesses. And I suppose we're really committed to supporting businesses so that they can survive through these really difficult times. So I suppose there are a huge array of support out there for businesses at the minute, everything from the likes of the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme to different schemes that are being delivered through the likes of the Local Enterprise Office and Fáilte Ireland and Enterprise Ireland and Uidhrs na Gaeltachta and so on. So look, for any business that is struggling at the minute, I would advise them to, in the very first instance, to contact the Donegal Local Enterprise Office, who will be able to give them advice. And if they can't help them themselves, they'll certainly point businesses in the right direction. So from the Council's perspective for in terms of the various supports that we have, I suppose the first one I wanted to kind of raise awareness about today is the Rates Waiver Scheme. So the Rates Waiver Scheme has been extended now to the 30th of June 2021, and I'm sure many businesses will be grateful to see that. And I suppose that the Rates Waiver Scheme, it's really targeted to businesses that have been particularly affected by COVID. So for businesses such as hotels, such as pubs, restaurants, hairdressers and so on. But if you're a business and you're not included in these categories, but you do feel that you've been seriously impacted by COVID, then there's an opportunity for you to put your case forward. And I suppose really what I'd like to do today is encourage businesses who find themselves in this situation to make contact with the Income Collection Unit in the Council and to put their case forward. And the folks in the Income Collection Unit will advise you on the process. And there's also further information on the Council's website in relation to that. I suppose just in terms of the second scheme then, I think that you mentioned, the Small Business Assistance Scheme for COVID grant. Again, this is another grant scheme that's available from the Council. It's just been made available over the last number of weeks. And this is a grant scheme that's really targeting businesses that haven't been able to get support from other schemes. So there are businesses that kind of fell through the cracks, if you like. So this is particularly for businesses that is not eligible for the CRSS scheme, which has been delivered by the Revenue Commissioners. They haven't been eligible for the Business Continuity Scheme, been delivered by Fáilte Ireland, or the Live Performance Support Scheme. So it's a really important one for those businesses that have found themselves in a situation where they haven't been able to get support from any of these other schemes. So to be eligible, you must be operating from a rateable premises. You must have less than 250 employees and a minimum turnover of €50,000. So what I would say is I would encourage businesses to get their applications in for the scheme if they are eligible. The application period closes on April the 21st. So I'd urge them to get their applications in now, and eligible businesses will get a flat rate payment of €4,000 for the first quarter of 2021, and a further €4,000 payment will be made in quarter two and around May, June time if they are still eligible. So more details are available again on the Council's website at donegalcoco.ie, and applications can also be made online.
Just from your own experience, Emery, do you feel that there are still a section of businesses that aren't availing of grants and subsidies and help that they are entitled to?
Yeah, funny. We've just been talking about this internally ourselves here. Look, there are, and I think what it is there's so many supports out there at the minute, Kieran, and for many businesses, it's hard to get your head around all the different supports. So, and there certainly are businesses that aren't availing of the supports that are there at the minute. So, as I said, like, I would encourage businesses to reach out, to contact the council directly, and also contact the likes of the Donegal Local Enterprise Office. And if they can't help them themselves, they'll certainly point businesses in the right direction. But there are supports there that businesses should be able to avail of.
Anne-Marie Conlon, Head of Economic Development with Donegal County Council. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us on Business Matters.
Join us after the break when we'll be hearing from CETA's Vincent Kennedy.
Would you like to lead your team effectively? Donegal ETB's Diploma in Leadership and Management assists leading through change. Contact Enterprise Engagement at donegaletb.ie or call 912-0500.
Last month, CETA announced that it was creating 55 new jobs at its base in Letterkenny. CETA provides IT services to the transport industry and opened its offices in Letterkenny in 2003 with an initial workforce of 20. Vincent Kennedy is Director of Product Engineering and Integration and is also Location Lead for CETA in Letterkenny. Vincent has served CETA in a number of different roles over the last 18 years and divides his time between the company's Letterkenny and London offices. Vincent says the recent jobs announcement is an exciting development for CETA, Letterkenny and the North West region.
It is indeed, Kieran. We're very excited about the announcement last week. Obviously, CETA has been in Letterkenny since 2003, and we've been growing steadily since that time. But obviously, last week was a major announcement. 55 is a significant number, 55 jobs. And it's not just exciting for CETA, but it's exciting for the region as well. I think Letterkenny and the Northwest region has been establishing itself over the years as a tech hub. And when we look at the whole of Ireland now, the Northwest region is really holding its own and has some, not just CETA, but some of the other organisations that are here as well. And it's really establishing itself as a tech hub in Ireland.
Vincent, can you tell our listeners a bit about CETA?
I can indeed, and I guess some of your listeners might not be familiar with CETA. So CETA is an organisation that provides IT and telecom services to the air travel industry. Our main customers will be airports, airlines, but also governments. We provide border management services to over 60 governments. And one of the fascinating things, I guess, which even for me, you still have to come to terms with is, if you can think about almost every passenger flight taken off anywhere in the world relies on CETA technology. So our footprint in terms of technology is really everywhere, airports and airlines all around the world.
When was CETA set up and why was it set up?
CETA originated back in 1949. It was established by 11 airlines at the time that wanted to create a communications network so they could share information with each other. And 70 plus years on, CETA is still very much an organisation owned and driven by the industry. So our purpose is to meet the industry needs. So we're very much, I would say, a trusted partner within the industry. We now have over 400 members, and our role, our responsibility is to innovate and deliver new solutions, new services to the ATI industry.
Can you give me some examples of the solutions that you're talking about?
Well, I guess if you can imagine, everyone listening is probably familiar with travel. So if you can imagine your journey as you travel, you arrive at the airport from check-in systems, from looking at the flight information displays to find out, what time your flight's at, what gate you should be making your way to, from check-in, the self-service check-in at kiosks or whether it is assisted check-in at a desk, going through security, bag drop, and even, the border control side of things, whether you're exiting or entering a country, you go through border control, passage, and also boarding an aircraft. You think of all the systems that you interact with. Well, CETA is responsible for all putting those systems in place. So our technology is really, really all around the airport, it's one of the fascinating things that I still find is, as an employee for CETA, because what we do is very tangible. So, when we're traveling, if I'm traveling with my family and going through an airport or traveling with friends, it's very easy to recognize, some of the systems and services that we have delivered, not just, going through local airports, but, you could be traveling anywhere in the world and you come across CETA personnel or CETA services or solutions that we have implemented and delivered.
What goes on here in CETA at Letterkenny and what are you ultimately responsible for?
So here in CETA Letterkenny, we are responsible for software development. We're primarily software development. So It's actually a very important area for us now. Always has been an important area. But if you think of the current climate we're in, with COVID and the pandemic, and as airlines and airports look to come out of the COVID era, and look to, let's say, look for those cost efficiencies and streamline their operations going forward, well, then technology is going to be absolutely key. And the products and solutions that we deliver is going to be key to that. So when you look to what the airports and the airlines are going to be looking to do, you know, things like automation. Automation is going to be a key thing. You know, try and make the passenger journey, the passenger passage through an airport, try and make that safe and easy for a passenger, so that people get confidence in traveling and flying again, because the reality is that need and desire to travel will always be there. And as we move out of the COVID era, the industry is going to be looking to give people that confidence that they can travel. So that's where basically CETA is at the heart of that. That's our role, is to provide those services. And as I said, automation is going to be key. And that's one of our key products that we have in a lot of the airports, is our SmartPath product. And it's about creating that low touch passenger journey through an airport. Now, what I mean by low touch, it means automating the journey of a passenger through an airport. So if you can think of using your face, and this is a reality, because we have done it we have a big implementation that we done 2 years ago in Beijing. We have implementation in Qatar and the US and in Orlando and Miami. And if you can think of it as your face is your passport. So when you're going through an airport, you can actually register your biometrics with the airline, with the airport, and then you can use your face at the touch points as you go through an airport to recognize you as an individual. So if you think of it, when you're checking in, you can use your face to recognize you, as facial recognition for your check-in process. When you're going through bag drop, you can use your face again to recognize you as an individual and bring up your details when you're dropping your bag, going through security, and even boarding a plane. You can use your face to board a plane, which means that as you go through an airport, it's low touch. And in the current climate, that's very important, low touch, so that you're not touching, systems or devices that a lot of other people are touching. So bringing that low touch and mobile technologies into the airport space.
Given that we're going to come out of the COVID-19 in the next number of years and months, will there be a bigger demand for those sort of services you're talking about?
Oh, there will be indeed, because as I said, you have to get that traveller confidence that it's safe to fly again. And because as I said, that need and the desire will not go away. So things like, I spoke about the low touch passenger journey, going through an airport. Those are products that, and automation, those are products that CETA would have been working on pre-COVID, but now with COVID, those products are just going to be fast-tracked in, because they're going to play a key part. Technologies, like I've just mentioned, using your face as your passport or automation, those sort of technologies are going to be key in a post-COVID era.
What sort of jobs are being created in the 55 recruitment positions that are available now?
So as we build up basically what we're doing in Letterkenny is we're building up our product development team. So given that the type of products and solutions that I just spoke about, the kind of products that are going to define the airport of the future, Letterkenny is a key location in building those products. So what we're doing in Letterkenny at the moment is building up our product development teams. Anyone familiar with engineering would be familiar with what we call DevOps teams. So our product teams are very much centered around DevOps teams. And we will be looking for roles in software engineering, software testing, Scrum Masters, because we use agile methodologies in our delivery, and product owners, UX designers, which is basically people that are familiar with user experience and making sure that the experience for a user using the product is the best it can be, is the most efficient it can be. So we're actually looking for a wide variation of roles in Letterkenny to build up our product development teams.
How has the recruitment campaign gone so far, Vincent?
It's going well. We've already started to get people in the door. And we're excited now because we have a lot of open roles at the moment where you know and anyone that's interested can go onto our career site and apply. But yeah, it's going well and hopefully you know we'll see this continue the drive and deliver through the year.
Vincent, we're upstairs on the first floor of Cedar Plant in Letterkenny, and we're looking out. Your car and my car are the only two cars in the car park. How different has the last 12 months been for yourself and your workers?
It's been very different. I guess when we left the office last in March 2020, no one would ever have thought that in March 2021 we'd still be working remotely. But the organisation was very, very quick to adopt to remote working, and it's one of the key things about CETA. It's very supportive of its workers and its employees, and it always puts the employees first and foremost in its let's say its list of priorities. So we've adopted to working remotely quite easily. We got all our teams set up working from home. We still ensure and we're very conscious of this and ensuring that people still feel connected, that people don't feel isolated, that our employees still feel part of, let's say, the CETA family, because it's something that's very important to us is the well-being of employees. We've managed it and managed it very well. And I know a lot of people, from talking to a lot of employees, we are looking forward to the end where we can get back to the office, and start to interact, because that interaction in the office is very important to a lot of people. And we're looking forward to getting back to that.
You're 18 years with CETA. Can you go back to your early days with the company and how you've progressed through the ranks?
Yeah, 18 years. I joined as a graduate engineer, and it's been an interesting, very interesting 18 years. Never a dull moment. CETA is an organisation that provides you with great opportunities. I have, I've been very fortunate to work in a number of different CETA offices, but also I've been very fortunate to get the opportunity to travel. CETA it's an organization that has, it really does reach every corner of the globe. And I had opportunities to travel and work in places that I would never have imagined that I would have got the opportunity to visit or travel to. I've been very fortunate in that regard. Delighted then to be obviously back now. I split my time between Letterkenny and our London office, where I've teams based as well.
How does that work for you?
Obviously, over the last 12 months, I've very much stayed. I've been working remotely, so travel has not been part of the agenda. But in normal times, share my time between the offices. It works very well. It works very well. I've close connections in both. Both locations. I've teams in both locations, and but as well as that, with the way we're set up as well, with technology, it's very easy to do it remotely as well and still keep very much connected between the two locations.
How have you found remote work on yourself?
I would say it doesn't come without its challenges. Like I said, the organisation has been extremely accommodating to employees and helping them get set up, making sure that employees create the right work-life balance, because it's very easy to get, despite what people think, it's very easy to get sucked into, you're working long hours when you're working remotely and because you're that bit more disconnected. But the organization has been very good in terms of making sure that employees put work-life balance first and foremost, and getting people set up at home and making sure people feel connected. However, I do like coming into the office as I'm in here today, I come in when I can, you know. Sometimes it's easy, it's nice to get a different space to work in. But yeah, the remote working, I'd say I adjusted it better than I thought I would. And it certainly is going to be probably part of working life going forward. And I see, you know, not just CETA, but I would say most organisations, when we get out to the post-COVID era, we'll see probably a more hybrid approach. It won't be full-time in the office, it won't be full-time at home, but it'll be kind of a flexibility between the two.
I know there's a very good relationship between the Kilkenny Institute of Technology and yourselves, and you're very aware of that yourself, and your own career and your own training.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the great things about the Northwest region here, in particular, is the collaboration that goes on, not just between ourselves and Letterkenny Institute of Technology or the University of Ulster, but even between organisations. There is that a very collaborative working environment here in the Northwest. And you know, you specifically mentioned LYET, and LYET has been Letterkenny Institute of Technology has been a key let's say talent pool for CETA. We've had a very healthy and a very good graduate program over the years, and it's been going back many years, where we've taken in a lot of graduates here every year into CETA. And to be honest with you, the majority of them will come from Letterkenny Institute of Technology or the University of Ulster. And when I look at our staff now and our workforce, you know, some of the top engineers and the lead engineers and employees we would have here would have come through Letterkenny Institute of Technology or indeed University of Ulster. So that collaboration with those local education providers is absolutely critical, not just to CETA, but to to all the organisations in this in this region. And it's great to have education providers that are willing to collaborate, willing to listen to industry, and then shape the curriculums and the programmes around what the industry needs. And that's part of what I think makes this region very successful.
CETA is an extremely good place to work on. Forbes had their survey 24th in the world. So it's a great vote of confidence for people who are looking to come and work for CETA.
It is. As an employee of CETA, it doesn't surprise me. Obviously, we were named 24th in the world's best employers in the Forbes list of best employers. And another stat that I take from that is it was number 7 in terms of IT and software service providers. So when you think of number 7 in the world in that space, you know, we're up there with the likes of Amazon's, IBM's and Apple's, you know, big organizations. We're not up with them in terms of size, but we're up there in terms of stature and an employer to work for. And to have an employer like that in Letterkenny, in the northwest of Ireland, it's really positive for the region.
What makes CETA so different from any other company and has such a good reputation?
That's an interesting question. And do you know what? It's an organisation that has a very community feel to it. When I look at here in Letterkenny, but I also get the opportunity to work in other locations for CETA, and each location's the same. There's that community feel. Looking here specifically in Letterkenny, we have a very active corporate and social responsibility group that every couple of months we run initiatives for some of the local charities and try and support local community charities as much as possible. We have a very active sports and social group which tries to create events outside of work that keeps us connected to the community and just makes working life in CETA very enjoyable. But to have an organisation with such a community feel, but then the realisation that you're working for an organisation that reaches every corner of the world, really, you know, and provides the opportunity that, you know, you can do business with so many different cultures. You can work with so many different cultures and nationalities. And in some cases get the opportunity to travel to so many different countries. Having that sort of, as I said, that community feel, but a truly global organisation. For me, that's what makes CETA special, a special organisation, and obviously the reason why I've been here 18 years and hopefully many more.
And finally, Vincent, what lies ahead for Seated Letterkenny, Seated Worldwide and yourself?
Well, what lies ahead for Seated, when I spoke earlier about the products that probably, you know, that will define the airport of the future, automation is going to be key. Technology is going to be key to take, our customers, which is the airlines, the airports, governments. It's going to take them into, the post-COVID era. And I guess Seated has a responsibility, as a trusted partner to, play a huge part in taking, those customers and our customers into the post-COVID era and making sure that they realise the cost efficiencies and streamline their operations. So those products around automation, I mentioned the low touch passenger journey, but also when I look at health screening is going to be a key part of travel moving forward. And we already have, products out there and it's a space that we're going to see a lot more from CETA in the future around health. Because, not just do people want to feel safe, that it's safe to travel, and that the people that are traveling are in good health to travel, but also airports are going to want to make sure that it's health, that people have, been screened from a health perspective before they arrive at airports. Governments are only want to open up their borders to people that, let's say, have made certain health declarations. And we have done a lot of work in the space already with the Australian government, but it's a space where we see a lot of activity going forward. So I think from a CETA perspective, we're looking at the products that are really going to define how travel will happen post-COVID. And as I said, the low-touch automation, making it safe and easy for passengers to travel, making them feel safe and making that passage through the airport easy. In terms of for myself, what does the future lie? Well, I'm really looking forward to growing the team in Letterkenny. It's something that I'm very excited about. I'm quite passionate, not just about CETA, but also about Letterkenny in the northwest region of Ireland, and making sure that I think this region can compete with the best. I look at some of the other organisations we have here, some of the skills and talents we have here, and most importantly, the environment we have around us, the quality of life that you can have in the northwest region. So I'm delighted to be involved in building the CETA team in Letterkenny in this region, because I think there's all of the ingredients to be very successful in this region.
Very finally, Vinny, is it an opportunity for people now to maybe relocate, if that is in their mind, and as you outlined, all the reasons to relocate to Letterkenny?
Absolutely. And I do hope that people see, I'd probably come at it from a biased opinion, because I'm from the region myself. But as I said, I believe that the quality of life in this region is second to none. That ability to move to a region that has such a good quality of life, but also work for an organization that is, as I said, is a truly global organization, it reaches every corner of the world. I'm hoping that those two factors is attractive to potential employees. And certainly we would hope to see people relocating, not just from within Ireland, but we're very happy now to take overseas applicants as well. We're very proud that we're a trusted partner with the Irish government. Therefore, processing visas, we can do in a very short time. So we hope to see some overseas candidates coming into the region as well. So, really looking forward to building the team here and to see some new faces joining CETA over the next 12 months.
Vincent Kennedy, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on Business Matters.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Thanks for having me again.
So that's it for this edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guests, Vincent Kennedy and Anne-Marie Conlon. Thanks to Kevin Fury on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETBs for their education and training service, supporting essential communication and customer service skills for a more sustainable business.